the worst.
Please welcome to the People's Morning Show now, ladies and gentlemen, two, count them, two rock legends, Alice Cooper, Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, and Alice Cooper, the final tour coming to Giant Center, Tuesday, August 11th. Those tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Internet sale going on now, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1057.com. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good. What up? What up?
There's Tommy and Alice Cooper. I got to tell you right off the bat, I'm a huge Crue fan.
Uh-oh.
So you got to get that mindset, Tommy, when we're going into this now. Uh-oh, you have a fan.
Uh-oh.
This may be a problem.
Awesome, man.
Well, how do you decide that this is finally the tour? This is finally it for you guys?
Well, I mean, this is something that we've been talking about for, I think, about 5 years now, maybe a little bit more. It was something that is a conscious effort to pick a time to wrap this up, you know, and for a couple of reasons. You know, we've seen some of our musical peers kind of hobble off into the sunset, and that's just not the way we ever imagined doing anything. So, you know, we decided, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago that around this time we would do one final tour and kind of say goodbye to everybody, because we, you know, we felt like, you know, we've accomplished what we came out here to do, and we wanted to walk away from it with all four members intact,
right?
And swinging just the exact way we came in.
Now, I've heard the Who say they were going to be finally done, and then they keep coming out and keep coming out again. You guys are done, right?
Yeah, it's done, man. Because New Year's Eve in Los Angeles this year will be the last show that you will ever see us play.
Oh, my God.
He can't believe it.
Really?
No, I know.
It just hit home when he said that. I don't know if I didn't believe it before.
This is Tommy telling you, not somebody else. And
yeah,
Alice Cooper, a legend to be out with on this last leg of your tour.
Yeah, he rules, by the way. Here's your $5. Oh, man, it's awesome, man. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the tour yet, but there's 34 shows left in North America. So if you haven't seen Alice Cooper and Motley, this is the one to go see, man.
Alice, you've been in music 50 years, if I read correctly. What are you most proud of?
Well, I mean, nobody expected to, you know, we were a high school band, you know. Went to L.A. and you know, tried to get in the Whiskey a Go-Go. You know, that was the only thing we were trying to do. And maybe get a record.
Right.
The only person who would listen to us was Frank Zappa. And it ended up, you know, 40 albums later and, you know, 50 years later, we're still doing this. And actually, I think doing it better now than we did then. So, you know, it's one of those things where, like, nobody expected to ever live past 27 years old.
Some things have stayed the same and some things have obviously changed. We have unprecedented access to your lives now, where we didn't have that before.
No, I mean, everything has changed. It was touring was harder in the 70s. Recording was harder. Everything was harder. You know, now everything is a lot easier. And the bands that I started with are still touring. I mean, the Stones are still out there. You know, guys like Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and people like that, they're all still touring, Iggy Pop and like that. You know, so, I mean, we may be the last of that generation.
The Dirt, the book that you guys put together, Motley Crue, is this movie really happening?
Oh, yeah.
Happening. I heard it's a cross between Goodfellas and Boogie Nights. Is that accurate at this point, Tommy?
That's probably in the ballpark. Yeah, I'd go with that.
A little bit of Weekend at Bernie's there.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Who would you want to play you, Tommy Lee, besides me? Who else would you like?
Dallas. you know what? We're going to get some, you know, unknown actors to play us rather than go with the, you know, it'd be pretty weird to see some known actor try to pull off, you know, Vince or one of the other guys, you know. So there's a lot of young, hungry actors out there that were probably just chomping at the bit to play a role like one of the four of us, and in that time period, you know, wow, that would be, if I was an actor, that would be a challenge.
I can't see Brad Pitt in this setting for some reason, Tommy.
No, Brad wants to play me. And only because we look so much alike. You know,
yeah, and, you know, no disrespect, but it just wouldn't work. It's just not right, you know?
He's just checking into the People's Morning Show. We're talking to the great Tommy Lee and Alice Cooper. The roller coaster drum kit for this tour, Tommy. Tell everybody about that.
Dude, it's insane, man. The thing goes out 150 feet to the back of the arena and back to the stage and flips forwards and reverse over the heads of everybody. And it is such...
And was it 60 feet high?
Yes, 60 feet high. And it's insane. It's like... It's such a spectacle. Like when you walk into the arena and you can see it, obviously it's hanging from the roof. When you walk in, you just look at it, and I'm sure everybody gets the same feeling I got when I first saw it. I walked in and went, "Are you freaking kidding me?"
Alice, you're no stranger to props and to things that are used during shows. And Tommy, how do you get this past the folks that have all the paperwork?
That's right. Good question.
You know, I always ask that about Rammstein, you know. I mean, everything's on fire at some point in their show. You know, I'll put my head in a guillotine. I'll put a giant, you know, boa constrictor around my neck, or they can hang me. I wouldn't get on the roller coaster. I wouldn't do the drum thing, and I'm usually fearless about that stuff.
You got your limits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really, I wouldn't. I mean, I looked at that thing and I went, okay.
You should tie that into some of the roller coasters at Hershey Park, Tommy. Have the thing all the way through the park and then back into the arena. How about that?
Now we're talking.
That's right.
I'd see that.
Well, listen, the show is Tuesday, August 11th. The tickets go on sale to the public Friday, 10 a.m. There's a pre-sale at 1057.com going on now, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, I want to invite you guys to my house for a home-cooked meal.
Oh, my God. No.
Listen, don't stop. I only have a couple seconds with these guys. I want to invite you for a home-cooked meal. I got a big TV. We can watch wrestling. It's the Monday before the show. And we can play with my son's Legos. This could be a great night, guys.
You know, I'm writing that down. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. What are you cooking, dude?
Oh, no.
Okay.
And what are you on?
and we're going to watch wrestling?
That's right.
What? Okay.
Well, that's right.
Alice Cooper was involved with the wrestling for a while there.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I was at number three in Detroit. I was with Jake the Snake.
Hey, yeah, we've been to his house. It's no home sweet home.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Listen, Tommy, we'd have spaghetti with meat sauce, some Lego building, a little TV. We could bring some broads over.
Tommy, we need you for the broads.
Tommy, I want to tell you something. I was at a Tupperware party there. It's wild.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Good luck on the rest of the tour. It's been an honor to talk to both of you guys. Thank you.
Right on, guys. See you soon.
Thanks.
Man.
All right.
Maybe they'll speak to us when they show
there
up.
They
I can't
go.
Believe you did that.
Listen, I know how to talk to these
you
guys.
You started to spaz, too. Started to get goofy.
I know how to talk to these guys.
Earl, did you hear it? Did everybody hear that?
They're desperate for a home-cooked meal.
I only have a couple minutes with these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because I'm sure they're never going to invite it by the goofy DJ in the town. Tommy Lee, you know, Tommy Lee can snap his fingers, have women to his beck and call, but he wants to play with Legos and eat spaghetti with you.
Oh.
Grab the new X app and set the alarm to wake up with the People's Morning Show. Nipsey, Earl, and Jen Shade.
105.7 The X.